to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, guys, it's your girl, see my favorite host with the most, and we're on Spreading Human!
Let's go!
We are back with a banger.
Back with another banger.
A new year.
Ooh.
New people.
Hey.
New guests.
Hey.
And we are not alone. Hey. We are with...
Alizondi.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Alizondi,
baby. Woo-hoo! Let's go.
Let's go.
And I'm with.
What's up, everybody? It's YW on your screen.
Hey,
hey, hey.
Hey,
YW on your screens, and welcome to Spreading Humors.
Hey, what up, and welcome to Spreading Humors, baby. Happy New Year.
Let's go. Here we come, baby.
We're here.
Guys, we are here. We made it alive.
No,
we
survived.
Wait, we're not.
We survived.
2025 was a long year.
Yo,
tough. A long year.
That was a tough year.
Tough year. It was a tough year, honestly.
To be honest.
But you look like you had a great 2025. Every time I went on to Netflix, oh my gosh.
Hey,
again.
Where's the go?
Mall of Africa again.
I can't lie. 2025 was a kind year.
That's nice.
It was long because there were so many things that were happening. There were downs, bro. It was footing, especially in the beginning of the year. It was quite rough. Yeah, I know, but. Yeah, we here, dog. Nah. Yeah, it's pretty humorous, baby.
Can I just say, W for your first guest, 2026.
Right.
Like, who can do this?
Shout out.
To me, what about it?
I think you're getting the hell out of it.
No. Well, you get the
wave.
It's a wave. Thank you so much.
Thank you for this guest, man. This is dope.
Off camera, I was telling him, I'm like, oh, now I'm a fan.
He was fine, girl.
I'm like, yo, bro.
That's why I'm telling him that I'm a big fan too. I'm a big fan of you guys' work, bro. Like, you guys do so well.
Thank you.
we try, bro.
Yeah, I know you guys doing so well.
So we have this thing where we, you know, say new week, new thoughts, what's on your mind. So I'm gonna do that right now, and you're gonna tell us what's on your mind, right?
Of course.
Yes, go.
Of course.
Anyway, guys, new week, new thoughts. What's on your mind?
Listening to that. Eh?
Nah.
Yeah, system yaga doesn't function.
Anyway, what's on your mind?
I mean, bro, I think it's still the beginning of the year, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, regrouping, trying to, keep your mind not too overwhelmed. Yeah. I think I always get overwhelmed with the year because I get so anxious, dog.
Mm.
Like, and you're like, dude, what's this year gonna bring?
Mm.
And it's only the second or third week of the month. So it's like, it's a lot of anxiety. But I think it's just, keeping it calm, just planning out day by day, starting off with a bang. I mean, we're already doing
definitely a bang.
Yeah. So I guess that's at the pinnacle of this week. Just, we're here, baby. So let's go.
Period.
Oh,
yeah. You mentioned that some things make you anxious. Would you say that you're a very anxious person?
I am. I'm always anxious, dude.
Oh, shit.
Like, always. Yo, I get so nervous. And I don't know why, dude.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I always feel like, yo, what if it doesn't? You know?
Mm.
Like this. I was like, yo, what if I don't make it and we can't reschedule? And it's those kind of things.
Yeah. We were definitely going to schedule.
And then how do you usually deal with your anxiousness, anxiety?
So I'm a sportsman. I'm a sportsman first. So of course, just I keep my mind occupied. Even if it's not on the field, then PlayStation. I'm sure a lot of people can agree. So yeah, I think that's the only way. Because if I sit in my thoughts, yo, bro, I drown, dude. Like I get so anxious and nervous. And yeah, but not in a bad way, not in like a scary way. Do you know what I mean? Like in, I think in a healthy way to keep me on my feet. You know, to be like, when I get anxious, okay, do something, work, do something, get, you know, get physical. But other than that, yeah, nah, it's just
PlayStation,
yeah. So I play rugby and football.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm a rugby player, football player.
I'm a baseball player.
Jojo, stop.
So, since you are such an anxious person, how do you deal with like acting?
That's a real question. I think the nice thing about acting is that it's an art in itself that you take your mind off of it because you're not you. You know what I mean? It's like you can't judge me if I'm my character. You can judge me as Ollie, but you can't judge me as whoever I'm playing as Bolt. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So when I get onto set and I'm prepping, then I just sit in that Bolt with Lango Bolt. It's not me. So yeah, basically. So I think that's how I tackle it. But Leon, I mean, if you're a sportsman, dude, you learn so many things. Like we're always in front of people who are half of the people there are wanting you to succeed and half of them are already wanting you to fail, which is the other team and its supporters.
Yeah.
So you're always there in that atmosphere that just wants you, that it's just like it's a topsy-turvy, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, if you're so used to that, you know, that environment, you're so used to people being up in your business, being up in your space, you sort of learn to handle it.
Oh.
It doesn't take away that anxiousness.
Mm-hmm.
You just develop an immunity, or you just develop a way to, you know, sort of dumb it down and get above it.
Okay.
Essentially. Yeah.
Sima, can I ask you something? What's a topsy-turvy? A topsy-turvy.
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 And Diaz.
But you said it earlier, like…
Listen.
I know. Listen, a lot of people who are watching, they don't know.
I'm listening to the things that I can catch. I'm sorry. I'm just listening to things that I can catch. I'm just
Topsy-turvy. Like…
Up and down. Topsy-turvy.
No, but I'm the same, dog. Like, I'm not going to lie. Half of the things you're saying, I'm going to lose. Like, I can't hear you, but I'll catch what I catch, man.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm just like humble here. Like, topsy-turvy. Somewhere. When I'm with my boys, I'm like, you're a topsy-turvy.
That's crazy. Oh, that's crazy.
So, you studied sports management, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, how did the shift happen with you, like, studying sports management to acting?
Yeah. So, to sum it up, as I said, I'm a sportsman first. Mm-hmm. So I've been a sportsman my whole life. Everything that I've done prior to acting had to do with sports. Nothing else. Because even when I did radio, it was a sports show. I had a show that I did, but it was sports, you know. So, Ileon Nduguzi, I'm in the sports and, you know, but somewhere in me, you know, I'd pray to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to act. If the sports doesn't, you know, take off, allow me to act. You know, like, or present, do something. But I want to be in that entertainment field, you know. And I used to pray about it often. And I think, I guess, it's just the Lord answered my prayers because the way it happened, it's the most.
How did it happen?
Do you have time?
I'll run it quickly.
But, and it's the biggest testimony in my life because, as I said, I was in the sports. I was actually working at a school now in the sports department at a school. And I was doing, obviously, my commentary and whatever. But 2021, when I was still at the Sharks playing football there, they found out that I do radio. So they asked me to do a video, you know, just an interview where I can, you know, just with Kukuzela, the other guys, Uguti, there's life outside of sports. So you can do your radios, you can do your whatever. Just don't focus only on the sport because if you don't make it, then you have to start over from scratch. So that was the whole point of the interview. That's 2021 and it was posted on Facebook, whatever. Fast forward to 2023. So they want to shoot Go and they're doing auditions, which apparently all the young actors auditioned for. But apparently they weren't certain, you know. So the one guy named Aram, he was one of the assistants, was just scrolling on Facebook and came across that 2021 video.
Yeah.
And he showed his team of directors and executives and then they said, find that guy. Keep in mind, I'm talking about sport. I'm just talking like this. I'm just talking. And it's just like, I do radio. I love sports, whatever. And they hunt me down because it's Facebook. And at the time, I was still Ollie Zondi. But in the video, I'm saying, all my socials were Ollie Zondi. Yeah. But in the video, I say, hi, my name is Thandolwethu Zondi. So they can't find Thandolwethu Zondi anywhere. Ooh. They search Thandolwethu Zondi here. They search Thandolwethu Zondi there. They can't find him. And then they DM the Sharks, or they call the Sharks. And then the Sharks call me. They're like, yo, these people want your number. Do you want to give it to them? I'm like, who? They're just like, hey, they just said production, whatever, whatever. So I thought it's radio, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Give them my number. They call. The guy's like, hey, dude, we saw a video of yours on Facebook. And we want to cast you for a show.
Ooh.
So obviously the first thing in my mind, I'm like,
get out of here.
What? I was like, get out of here, bro. What are you talking about, bro? Because I equally owned.
Yeah.
There is in no world. In what world, bro? So I'm obviously like, no, I don't want to. And he's like, dude, please. Imagine.
Yeah.
He begged me, bro. Tick, I said, nah. He's like, okay, just give me your email. That's all. And I think about it. I'm like, well, he can't hack me. He can't do anything with just my email.
Yeah.
So I give him my email and I drop the call in his face, bro. Drop the call.
You.
Because I thought it was a prank, bro.
Mm, yeah,
like, and it's like, don't play with that.
Yeah.
The Lord knows. It's something I'm praying about, you know.
Yeah.
And it's during prayer and fasting.
Yeah.
At my church. So it's during prayer and fasting and I'm praying. So I'm like, don't play with me, bro. You know, and I'm thinking it's my best friend because I live in, I was still staying back home in Maritzburg. And it was an 011 number. So Joburg. Yeah.
Mm.
And my best friend is from Joburg, Marcus. So I'm like, he's probably asked his boys, whatever. It's a prank call. I post about it. My one friend's like, oh, I just got a prank call too. So I'm like,
yeah.
I get the email and it looks too, I'm like, nah, gents. If you guys are pranking me, you guys went to the ends of the
world. Yeah, like,
because you got
you're doing too much.
Script and synopsis and, you know, and that time ChatGPT wasn't like that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I called a number on the phone. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna call the number on the thing.
On the
and it was the CEO of the company.
Like,
dude, I got this email, talks about an audition for Bolt, whatever, whatever, whatever. He's like, oh yeah, no, it's a real thing. What? Do you think it's not real? I'm like, no, obviously not. And it's a white guy. So obviously now, I mean, come on, it's a white guy.
Come on. Once you see white in production,
then you know.
No,
black people are working hard too. Don't get me wrong. But at the time, you know, you're unsure.
Yeah.
So you're in that space where you call someone whose name is Adam. He's the owner of the company. And he answers and you're like, okay, this is legit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, cool. You know, now I'm nervous.
Ooh.
And I'm like, Ngzotshela uMama is going to be like, oh, no. Hey, what? Yeah. We goalie. Like, to do
what?
Like, who just calls people to act? As soon as I told my mom, she was like, let's pray now.
Ooh.
Like, which was the most, she's like, now. Like, I said, ma, bafuna your egg to somewhere. Well, bafuna, she was like, what? Pray now, right now. We stopped everything. We got home, stopped everything. We just prayed. Yo, my mom prayed. Because she's been saying, she's like, I want to see you on TV. And she used to talk about it. Saying, that's when one day you'd be on TV. And we thought it was going to be from radio. I mean, from soccer.
Yeah.
From playing sports or being in the sports field. He's like, let's pray. So we prayed, man. And I did the audition. And it was virtual audition. I did the audition. Director's like, nah. You're not giving me what I want, bro. And he's like, try it like this. I try. He's like, sorry, bro. I'm like, I've never acted. He's like, I know. But I just thought we could work something out. I'm like, ish. And he's like, okay, thank you. Bye. Drops the call. Leaves.
Yo, Adam,
where is it's not Adam. This is Tristan. This is Tristan now. Adam is the owner. This is Tristan Holmes.
Okay.
So I'm like, fine, whatever. I'm deflated. Tuesday, I get another email saying Wednesday we're going to do it again. Right? So we do it again. He's like, nah, bro. And now I'm doing it with like Wanda and them. So we're acting now together over the…
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Wanda, thank you so much. You're incredible. We're going to keep in touch. Wanda jumps off. Ollie,
like,
you're not giving it.
Think about,
you know.
It's a Wanda.
Yeah, well, and it's not even topsy turny. You know, it's not even topsy turny now. So no, bro. Like, I'm like, So now I'm mad at the Lord. Now I'm mad at God. I'm like, Lord, why would you do that? Why would you
like?
Why would you? Why would I pray for something and you bring it only for me to be declined or rejected like this?
Yeah.
He hops off the call the same way, leaves. They keep quiet for the whole week, bro. They only asked for a video of me running, and I sent it to them. Kept quiet for the whole week.
What about guys? You don't know how to get your video can get you.
Yeah.
Oh, like, don't feel like I'm gonna get scammed. I'm just thinking of yourself.
No, but the character is like a person running.
But listen, think about it, ne? Imagine, I didn't run properly.
Real? But that's so real. Like, I took a video, I ran, I said, nah.
A liar!
I ran it back, bro. Because I took it in real time, dog. I said, run it back. And I was at work, bro.
Yeah.
I said, I ran. I'm like, nah. So I just found a way to make it look. But I mean, I am pretty fast, man. Because yeah. I mean, I'm a sportsman, yeah, bro. So I am pretty quick. But I was just like, let me make myself look quicker. Small steps in the video. Ow, I said, mice. Bro, the way she mized me, she said thanks. Or did she? I think she hearted it.
Oh, yeah.
The producer hearted it. I said, keep quiet, bro. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I didn't want to go to church on Sunday because I'm mad at God. I'm like,
gosh.
My mom begs me. He's like, dude, let's just. My mom's like, let's just go, dude. So I go and I get to church and I just get this feeling of just God is in control. If it's not yours, it's not going to happen. I'm like, you know what? It's fine, man. Praise, most beautiful. And then koe guy. Do you know what I'm saying? Feeling good. I'm like, actually, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. Guess God was just showing me that I wanted to act, but I can't. So leave it. Leave the dream.
Yeah.
Kid you not, bro. 10 minutes after we leave church, we're on the way to the garage. We go fuck with petrol. We get the call, bro. And the lady's like, yo, got the role.
Wow. Yo.
Like,
you were running properly.
Yo, bro.
In that video, when you ran like that, literally, we got you.
The lady's just like,
those people that were auditioning were pub. Because why are they begging you so much to be in this thing? Like they were trying over and over.
I don't think it was a pub situation. I just think, you know, when you cast, each character has to complement each character.
Well,
with my mom being Mom Dawn, you know, do you see how we, bro, we
you
look
guys actually looked alike.
We look alike. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My brother's also dark, you know. So I think it was also into that play a role.
Mm.
So because they had front runners, they had their people that they had, you know, that they were gonna go for. But I think when they saw that video, they're like, let's just try this guy for the last time. He's like our last bet.
Yeah.
And then I asked the director, I was like, dude, why were you so hard on me? He's like, I knew it when we did the first one, and he heard. I just knew you had it, but I wanted to see if you fold under pressure.
You
know what I mean? Because you said the first one, obviously it was shaky, but I was like, we've got him. But I just wanted to see if you could fold under pressure, if you're going to be able to handle the no's, you know?
Mm. Oh, life is all.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. But it was the most beautiful thing.
No, life is all, Mara.
Yeah,
life no. No, life is so like, can you handle the pressure?
Yeah,
handle
bro.
The pressure.
Yeah, bro, that's so real.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a dope story.
Yeah,
man.
So that's how it got go, man. It's the craziest story of
my
life.
One thing I like about your story is that, like, you emphasize, oh, yeah, and you talk about, like, God a lot.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
I like that, the fact that you put prayer in your things. No, that's so dope, man.
Nah, bro, we grew up in, I didn't really, we found Christ. I mean, I think I was 11, my mom, you know, at her age. We weren't really believers, and then God went and healed my grandma from her deathbed.
Yeah,
and then we're like, okay, no, I mean, yeah.
Mm. And you're like, ah, we're gonna cry.
He found us, bro.
Yeah,
he found us, bro. And then and dude, like Yonki in my life has shown that it can only be God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything, like, there's not one thing that I can be like, okay, well, maybe that was me, dog. There's nothing, bro, because the way things have happened. We are born with it. There's a bigger hand that's putting these things into place.
Because
if you do it alone, sometimes you fall somewhere where you're like, okay, it's sing for you later. But dog, with God, bro, like it I always emphasize, and I don't mean to preach. I'm not preaching, but I'm just saying that it's so perfectly aligned that sometimes when it doesn't look like that, time goes by and you're like, oh, I see why now that happened. Because everything that has happened has only happened for me to be here. That's why I was saying, dude, this is such a big platform for me to be in. And it speaks volumes of how the Lord works. You know, that you look at these things and you're like, hey, one day, hey, dog, maybe not now. Maybe when I'm big. Then I got the call, I said, now.
And the tricky scam. I get someone else. I get someone else. I might believe you.
Actually, how did Thumi get a hold of you? Because I don't know if I should say this, but Thumi hasn't had the best luck when it comes to finding gays.
Really?
So the fact that he got you,
he sent me. Wow,
so they sent your thing in the group chat, right?
Yeah.
And they said you are coming. I'm like, ish, guys, you know what? I'm sorry. But now I'm afraid. I was like, nah, I'm sorry. But do me. Don't play with me. Linda was like, God. Don't play with me. If this guy's going to come, please make sure. And they said, nah, you're coming. And I'm like, no, dude. And thank you so much for coming here.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for having me. I think that's I saw his request. Dope, bro, Jevon, the alignment. Yeah. I never look at TikTok request. TikTok.
This is all you know.
That's why you don't get it.
God my is brother. Good.
Like you,
God
what
happened? That's crazy.
God is real.
What did the thing say?
Like, let's see.
I don't check TikTok's name. As I come onto TikTok, it shows me the number one on request thing you need. So I just click on it. And
I'm sure he wrote to me.
No, he didn't. He I said, oh, to me, I said, he said, bro, yo, brother, do me here, producer from podcast and Chill Network.
Period.
With Mac G. Can we have a chat? As soon as I saw it, I said,
can we have a chat tomorrow?
He was cooking. No, you were cooking, dog. I don't know why they're not letting you cook.
Nah,
you were cooking. Absolutely, bro. And then I'm like, brother, I'm well. How are you? He's like, I'm good, thanks. Compliments for the new season. Please just chat on WhatsApp. Would like to have you a guest on one of our shows.
Okay, Dumitro.
Gave him a number. Then yeah, that's when he told me it was.
And they had a chat.
And we had a chat.
And he's sitting here now. And we're having a chat.
They must bump your salary up, dog.
Okay.
Let's not get too excited.
Now you cook for real, bro. Nah, but the chance of me seeing that was so slim. Dog.
Exactly. Mm.
Yeah, nah.
Send an email. An email would actually make so much sense.
A lot of us put emails on like our socials.
Hi guys, he's here. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you cook, Jaya.
Please. You know what? Let me give you your flowers. Besides your phone, let me give you a flower. Thank you so much.
Bro, you're getting cooked. You're getting fried.
So, Nep, your role on Go put you on the map like internationally.
Absolutely.
Man, it makes sense.
So, I wanted to know, like, how did that shape your career now? Your acting career?
You know, it's like I can't even lie, bro. I can't even say started from the bottom. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's that thing of, again, as I was saying, bro, when God says now, it happens, and it happens in a huge way. Bro, like, it was unbelievable. Till this day. Mm. Yazi, the other day we were watching His and Hers.
Okay.
On Netflix. The best show right now, popping.
I'll try watching.
The crazy part is that right next to His and Hers, bro, is Go. Me.
Tough.
So you look at the TV, bro. You're like, that's His and Hers. That's what's the girl's name, bro?
Tando Tabet. I'm going there. I think it's a nice name.
The lady on His and Hers.
Yeah.
Who's on Door and all of those.
Yeah.
It was on the tip of my head. But it's her face here.
Yeah.
And your face next to her.
No, the billboard. When I'm like,
that's the billboard. You know?
And he's been there. Like, he's been there for like, so
yo, it's
long.
Been, yo, bro, it's still there, bro. Some of those billboards are still there.
Do you get tired of seeing your face?
Absolutely not.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Even, on Netflix.
I can't believe you're the one asking this.
I want to know from another person's POV.
They once promised us a billboard, really?
So from someone that actually has been on a billboard, I want to know what it's like.
No, it's the best thing. You know, you take the route. I live in Four Ways, and Tolugut, I'm coming from like Tanzan. Take the long route. Because I want to go there.
I want to take the long route. So can I ask, are you in a relationship?
I'm in a relationship with God, brother.
I want to know. Six girls at home are going, and no.
Wait, sorry, what?
Yeah.
God is crazy.
Some niggas move like that.
It's crazy.
That's zile.
What does that mean? No, guys, get me. What does that mean?
You're actually zile, dog. What does that mean, bro?
No, I'm asking myself, what? Six?
Oh, six is small.
You know how you move sometimes.
I'm in a relationship with God, Lynn.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship with God, bro. Absolutely.
You're not looking to be in a relationship. And also, you know what? One thing, I always assess how people come to the show. So when people, you came alone, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you came alone. You are one of like, probably, yeah, no, I'm going to tease you.
All I can say, entourage. I mean, I've just got friends, bro, that if he's not around, you know.
Yeah.
But as I say, I'm in a relationship with God. But
I do not believe that.
No, I am, but
God.
Happy birthday to someone today. Yeah, just want to say happy birthday to her.
I'm going
to
say, yeah.
Oh, happy, I want to. Hey!
That's what I can say right now, for
happy
now.
Happy birthday, baby girl.
Happy birthday, Beyonce.
By the way, you know it's going to air on Sunday.
It's fine. Her birthday is on the 16th of Jan. So maybe if you see her again on the 16th of Jan next year, then I guess you'll piece the dots together. Who knows?
So you don't move with people, bro?
Nah. I'm always alone, bro. Like,
you're always on the go.
I see you, dog. Why do people move with people? Is it like a thing?
No.
Joburg, yes. It like boosts your ego, especially if you're
I have social anxiety, so I want you to speak to this person first and then get our fagas when I read the room.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's safe to speak or...
You move alone, eh?
Yeah.
So there isn't... Nah, I talk too much, eh? So I'd rather vibe with someone. I'm going to end up telling you, Rio, my dog. Yeah. You know, and I don't know you, bro. Like, so I have verbal diarrhea. So what I do, I can comment about
you. Bro, this guy.
And he does. He's not lying.
Like I do. So I can comment on anything.
Yeah.
Some things are just like out of pocket.
Yeah.
Like,
some.
Yeah. No, most. So if I'm with my friend, you won't
at
judge me.
You will talk with
so,
him.
But with, if I'm with you, you're like, lentonale. So that's why I move with my own friends.
Yeah, no, Nami, I've got friends, and Ilion Dogoti, dude, if my friend would call me and like, Ixe Asam, I'm his entourage. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Ah.
It's like that, dog. If the boys want to go somewhere, let's go. But I don't, like, dog, I'm alone. And Kelly Linjal of it, I'm always in the house.
But you mentioned you were in Limpopo.
Yeah.
So how was it? How was Limpopo?
Nah, Limpopo's nice, bro.
Yeah,
it is. Limpopo, it reminds me of Pietermaritzburg. It's small. And, you know, it's just those kind of cities.
Yeah.
So I'm from Pietermaritzburg. So, no, it's a nice place, bro.
Nice.
Very hot, though. Yo.
Very
hot. Yo, bro, it is hot out there. The day I saw you, I'm fine. How do you guys live out there, bro? Every day.
Yeah.
You know what? If it's like one day a week. Every day, dog.
Yeah. Can you see if I come to trouble or so?
Excuse me, sir.
Can you see if I trouble or so?
Kailisha's nice. The rents is there. What Ace is there?
I've heard of Rands.
And
it's a Cape very Town. Nice place. I was in Cape Town, bro, like when I was shooting Love and Wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in Cape Town recently. And people just keep inviting me to Rands.
Why didn't you go?
Like, these guys are Tholakalang, bro. But I'm just like, maybe I should go to this Rands place, bro. Have you been to Rands?
No, I've been.
What is it?
It's like a groove place. Like,
it's groove.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shout out.
Really nice.
It's nice.
Oh, yeah. Shout out.
Very nice.
What's wrong with
Kailicha? You have verbal diarrhea and then you're going to be telling us about Hollywood bets.
I know you guys have Hollywood bets accounts, but do you have one?
I don't.
Why not?
Wish.
If you're watching at home and you don't have one either, then listen up. Now is the perfect time to get one and get a free welcome package. Just for successfully registering a new account, you get a 25 Rand sign-up bonus and 50 free spins to play Spina Zonke games on Hollywood Bets.
Woohoo!
To get this offer, just click the sign up link in the pinned comments right below this video and use our promo code MACG. Of course, this welcome offer is for new customers who are 18 and over. Terms and conditions apply. And as always, please remember to play responsibly. It's a fantastic way to get started, so make sure not to miss out. Go grab your bonus and free spins. Clock it. New year, new us. New Hollywood bits.
Hollywood bits.
New deals.
Musician Devon July. Have you been to Devon July?
I haven't, bro. It's on my birthday every year, bro.
What?
It's on my birthday every year.
No.
If it's not on my birthday, it's like birthday weekend.
No.
This year, it has
to be.
You're going to go.
Oh, wow.
like everyone should experience Hollywood bet. I'm not Hollywood.
Hollywood bet.
Never July.
Yo, dog.
Like, if have you been?
If you're not they don't just go for the sake of.
And how was it?
Yo.
Tough.
Tough is an understatement.
Really?
Yo.
Like,
it was
so, but you guys were probably invitees, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think,
so, and now I'm thinking that. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, if they don't invite me, yeah, I can't force. Mm. Like, you can tell her, okay, if I have this, I'm bro, like, so the end of July is like, number one, you don't experience it at the event. Mm. As soon as you get off your plane, everything is just stepping through.
Yo. Okay, Hollywood bits.
I think it's going to take me my whole, like, for 4 years.
That's the whole point. So you want it like that? Like...
Nah, just go, bro.
Like, yeah, I'll go this year. Yeah, it's on my birthday. I think it's on my birthday this year, if not my birthday weekend.
But don't go alone.
Yeah, yeah, no,
go,
man,
go with birthday girl.
Yeah.
Birthday girl.
Birthday girl, bro. Hit me up. Don't you? Yeah.
Wait, is it a new thing?
New how?
Like,
it's a new year, new hand.
No, man, your relationship is
new. Did you just say new year, new hand, baby?
No, no. What relationship?
That's not a good...
The relationship with God has been there for long.
Are you being private because you just don't want people in your business like that, or...
I was sure.
Oh, no. Happy birthday.
Beyonce.
No, but you're not answering her.
You're really not.
No, look. It's not a matter of who to say, I'm unsure. It's not a matter of either or. I'm not, it's not like I'm unsure about her or I don't want people in my business. It's just, I mean, just wanted to say happy birthday to her. You know, I hope she has a good week. And next year, I'll probably be saying happy birthday to her again, like how I did last year and the year before. So,
yeah. Oh, you guys have been okay.
What? We've been what? Doing what?
No, I've you just guys been have wishing been happy together.
Birthday
every year.
Wish I'm a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Father Christmas.
Anyways, you've since played very different characters on shows such as Outlaws, Shaka Ilembe, Love and Wine. How do you prepare differently for each role? And which character would you say was the most difficult playing?
The most difficult had to be Go, Bold. Because it was my first
one.
No, it had to be Go. Because I think... Outlaws.
Was it that difficult?
No, I know.
I think it had to be Go because, yo, bro, it's like learning on the job. You know what I mean? I was working but learning at the same time.
Yeah.
Everyone that I was working with was like teaching me, giving me pointers. And, you know, it's like you get so much advice that you have to figure it out yourself. Which advice do you take and which you don't? Because people are going to tell you two different things.
That's true.
Yeah, bro. And two well-known actors are going to be like, I'm fine, I do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone's going to come and say, hey, but dog, if you do it like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you choose, bro. But I think Go had to be my hardest in terms of just the learning and the doing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But Outlaws, Outlaws was just my, like, because I shot Shaga as well. But Shaga was like on and off. Outlaws was 4 months straight.
Yo,
boy. And my character has an arc. Like, it's currently playing now on Showmatch. And you can see the arc, bro. Like, blood gets... I don't want to spoil it for people. But I mean, people know it, bro. Blood gets... He gets forced to marry someone while he's in love with somebody else.
Blood gimang.
My character. I say blood because
I'm gonna tell you guys what happened with Yanda.
No. So his name is Blood.
No. It's like saying bro. So bro.
Yo,
blood.
So bro. So he's just got an arc, bro. So I think that one was my most challenging.
Yeah.
Because he goes from being happy to upset to angry to loving and
tough.
Just to, you know, experiencing all of those different things at once. So yeah, no, I must say it has to be Outlaws.
Oh no. You know, I'm thinking about something, eh?
Mm.
So, no, get train of thought. Mm.
Okay.
So, I want to know, like, and not to sound somehow, but, like, we've seen a lot of people who are acting go through, like, some very rough patch.
Yeah.
You get me?
But so, when you say rough patch, in what way?
Like,
Financially?
Yeah, of course.
So, I want to know, what's with that whole situation?
Yeah. So, remember how when I came, I said it was... hard year in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
I think hard being financially. You know?
Okay.
And so for me, I haven't done long form. Long form is essentially when you do telenovelas, those long shows that are on every day. Right? Mm. That's more sustainable because you get a monthly salary. Especially if you're one of the more prominent guys, you get a monthly salary. You know that for the year, for 2 years, you're sorted.
Mm.
Whereas with us, or with myself, speaking for myself, I've only done limited stuff. So I've only done movies and series.
Mm.
So now with that, it's that, imagine, so for example, I did Outlaws and I rapped in Feb. The next TV show that I did, which was a movie that's coming out this year, was in September.
Okay.
So now, imagine the time from Feb to September. It's either you have to be very savvy with your finances, or if you're not, then you cook because you got rent, you got things to do.
Yeah.
Jan, Feb, March, April, May, June, July, August. 6 months nothing. Of you not working. So some people have it longer, dog. Some people have it much longer. That clumpy, you got cast for this and you're done. And now you're just auditioning the whole time, dog. I know of guys with 2 years unemployment, bro. Because employment, our employment is like that. It's periodical.
Yeah,
it's gigs, on and off. Essentially.
Don't know what's that word.
It's topsy turvy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because when you up, you up.
You're
when
up.
When you there in the Netflix level, you up.
Yeah, you're too much.
That's why
it's traditional.
You have to be savvy, bro. You have to be, yo, dog. And I suck. And my goodness, I suck with finances.
Yeah.
God is just so mad at me, bro. I need to give you another job because now you're stranded. And I'm like, Lord, it's bad. And he's like, gives me another job. I'm going to save now.
Yeah.
And I save. And I'm like, ish, but yo.
That's the case.
Yeah. So it's not that they're bad with money. It's just that sometimes, dog, you can go for time without work.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're not getting auditions. Last year, bro, that's his ogutin ngashama ama campaign. My show gone here, Ganji.
Shout out to those guys, bro. Campaigns, bro.
Do you know what I'm saying? Especially for us people that do gigs or work from time to time. Because that money comes from very fige. Do you know what I'm saying? Very fige, man. You don't have, but content creating is hard.
Especially if the value.
Absolutely.
Like a campaign that where they value, they take you. They're dealing with Simam Kelo now.
Those are the best.
Guys, let's offer 500.
500 what?
For a video.
500,000. 500
Bruh. And you know what's crazy? How I knew, this is crazy? When someone at least close to me or we are in the same range, ne?
Yeah.
Influencer.
Yeah.
Or maybe upper than me, ne? He posted about it. He was like, nah, I'm saying something. And I texted in the comments, I'm like, yo, I got the same offer.
5K.
I thought maybe
it's advantage. A big company.
nah, huge.
Large.
But why would they do that?
What do they do?
So they're basically, ne? No, I thought it was a scam, bro. Basically, yo, a normal day-to-day.
But what is what kind of company?
Bro,
Is it cream, face wash?
No, it's not
clothing.
Kidijo.
What is it?
Ding, Dijo.
Kidijo.
Kidijo.
Bomangso.
Boma.
Is
it a big company? Food, restaurants.
A huge one, bro.
Word?
I'm telling you, word, bro. Word, blood. You get me? So now I'm thinking, I just held my hand. I'm like, yo, bro, I think one cafe, I keep quiet. So what pissed me off is they gave it to everyone. Some of the people by share. And now, in the video, they put links. And I'm like, bro, 500
man. So is this per video or what?
One video. See, man. No, nothing has 500 doesn't have to have.
Even if I wasn't an influencer.
I wouldn't dare you guys.
I'm like, 500. Even 1,000 followers, you end up at 500 questions.
Even if you had 1,000 followers,
yeah, man. You have 1,000 followers. I mean, that should be somewhere around your rates.
Yeah, okay.
No, yeah, give me food. Just say, come through.
I'd rather give you food. Sure. Like, I'd rather get a voucher of Emilia 500 than get 500.
Sure.
Yeah,
real.
That makes sense.
That makes so much sense. If it's like a company, they say, do this for us, we'll give you a meal voucher.
Yeah.
All day, we do this.
I'll do it, and I will tell you guys, right, I'm feeling 500,000. Can do that so.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it must be appealing.
Yeah. Because it's like these clothing guys as well. They say, no, look, come through, give a voucher for like whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
To just grab a couple of clothes.
Yeah.
And like, I bet. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
That I can do.
And if it's 2,000 for this, it just makes it seem like they're not valuing it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like you're losing value.
That's what I'm saying was like, campaigns are so nice, especially because when they respect you. Because we can get 10 campaigns, but we offered 1.5.
Oh,
it doesn't make sense. But this year, God, please, man, we are on the go.
Please, hey. What if we are the go?
No, bro, these campaign guys, bro. These campaign guys are just, they're doing such a huge initiative, eh?
Yeah.
Because they don't have to, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, they can just put all the money that they're using, they can just put on adverts on TV.
Yeah.
But they're choosing to give people, you know, people. I just got a DM today, this morning, bro.
Yeah.
Phone company. You know what I'm saying? I said, shout out. Bro. That's you. He's like, shout out. Came.
But speaking about shout outs,
yeah.
I want to know, why didn't you go see Speed?
Why? What do you mean? Why didn't I go see Speed?
What's wrong with you, Charles?
Why didn't I go see Speed?
Dog,
hey, dog.
Really?
Hey, yo, Speed!
Like, come on.
So imagine Star of Coke.
Imagine.
Bounce at Speed. Bounce at Speed. I'm gone, dog. Also, dog, it's like, bro, like, how, guys, how, bro? Speed someone every day, first. You know?
My chat is face to face, though.
No, but my chat is, dude, like, if I went there, because I landed in Cape Town when he was still in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I go there. I'm just going to be there. Because you're going to be there just walking. What's up, South Africa? You know? Yeah, chat. So chat, I'm in South Africa right now. Yo, Speed. I'm an actor, Speed. Yo, I'm a big actor, Speed. And then mice. Now I'll go home with that. Now I'm like, yo.
The fact that you had to go home.
My chat is, what if someone takes a video of
that? It's
my bonamara.
Yo, Speed.
Look, shout out to Dog. He's a huge guy. And I would love to meet him. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like an event and very people are meeting each other. Yo, Speed, your grand photo, I'm a big fan. But not even nonchalant. Yo, Speed, yo, I'm a big fan. But yo, Jack, I'm going. Do you know the only person I would have done that though for?
Mm-hmm.
AKA, bro. That's the, like, bro, AKA, it's La Aya corner, bro. Ingo Mangsa in Toa.
Sorry?
Dog, Nangsa in Toa.
Oh, I thought you meant wherever he went, as in heaven or.
No. No, I'm saying la. Oh no, bro. Hey, yo, that's my king, bro. Come on, dog. Bro. AKA, I was still in high school when I like started like loving him, bro. 2015, and I was like, yo, bro. As soon as I leave, as soon as like I start, you know, I'm going in Durban that year, you know, that terrible year.
Mm.
We knew that it was gonna be at UGO. And we were like, and we were so upset. We can't, it's early. And footing got sab of it. We just got back to Reyes, yeah, bro. Oh, bro. Like, there's no one in South Africa that I've listened to. Like, no one, bro.
Obviously, outside of God. You are in Navan.
Yo, bro. And I met him in high school. I bunked like 4 subjects because he was in the school. I tailed him down till I got just one photo.
What school did you go to?
I went to Marisburg College. In Marisburg.
I'm gonna like English, ne?
You can hear about
it. Yeah, he's an accent. I'm fine. Who's he?
Tindy Tender.
Yeah.
Who'd you run for, Sima?
Yeah?
Who'd you run for?
Rihanna.
Yo, Rihanna, guys. No, that collapse.
Like,
that's Sean. That's Sean.
I would actually die.
No, I mean, Ghana, Chavez,
did you run with Ghana?
No, I'm not a runner.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
You look like Ghana.
I was in Cape Town.
On brand, yeah?
No.
I was hosting a festival in Cape Town.
With Maria.
With Maria the scientist.
Hey.
W was in the chair.
W was in the chair.
How did that come about?
So ACA is my agency.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were, it was Wave Festival in partnership with, so it's their festival basically.
Ooh,
and obviously the ACA, the owner, Yvette, my manager, she's from America.
Yeah. So yeah.
She's, no, bro.
My manager's from
Soweto.
It's not appealing.
So she's from America and she's, she was in the music space.
Yeah.
Cause she manages Tyler, Nasty C.
Hey,
yeah.
When are you going with the big goons, eh?
Yeah, so they just moved into acting now. Big goons is crazy.
That come about you working with the big
ones. Yo, damn. Yo, guys, I'm feeling it, bro.
Shake it, Sangam.
But guys, like, no, no, on a serious note.
Yeah, sorry.
No, when you're not, no, those are big ones.
Stop it.
Oh,
that's not funny anymore.
Sima, I'm going to hold you off camera. I'm going to stop the language. Tell me about like big wounds, bro.
Yo, I look here and you're all week. Bro, I'm
tough. Sima, I don't know.
Oh, my flipping days.
Yo.
But yeah, I'm a big goon.
Okay.
It's not even nice. On,
that's what I like to say.
It's not even nice on the tongue, bro.
I'm a big goons. No, but it's my big goons, bro. Those are big dogs. No, but they're huge, bro. Hey?
Yeah.
No, they're huge. But I mean, Jevon Gage, Tyler, Nasty C, McClara,
Yo,
Nanette, Zoe. And then they just recently moved into the acting side. And then they picked us up. Yeah, I'm just so fortunate to be with them, you know. And yeah. I think I'm the only guy my age in their agency.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 24, 2025, mind you. So yeah, it's huge, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those guys where they don't, it's more quality over quantity. So they don't have a lot of guys under them.
Yeah.
They just, if they've got you, they focus on you.
Yeah.
You know, they do. Because they're my managing agency. They are managing agency. They're not just an agency.
Okay.
So they manage my things on a day-to-day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they know these are the type of things I want. Which shows, you know, because they're like, dude, what's your plan? What if, and I'm like, dude, I'd love to present. You know, I'd love to present. Yeah, but, I'd love to host. I'd love, you know, just to, because I do commentary as well. And, yeah, but, so they're like, okay, cool. It was back then. So they hit me up. They're like, hey, you said, would you? And I said, oh, no, for sure. Thinking, because it's the first of its kind. It was a Wave Festival, the first of its kind. So I'm thinking it's like a, like an indoorsy thing, you know.
Yeah.
Casually saying, "Oh, it's a fully backed, it's a fully booked arena, dog."
Like, yeah.
Sold out, and there's just gonna be two of you guys emceeing the whole day.
Ooh.
And the second MC presenter, she's from Kenya, so she does this for a living.
Yeah. Mm.
Like she world tour, she goes around Africa hosting this show, Natural. Now they're saying me. Yo, I said, nah, no ways, absolutely not. Then my mom was like, well, if you don't do it now, when is the right time? Because I was like, nah, mom, I'm not ready. She's like, if not now, when?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you've done this before. Just go do it. So that's what I went, bro. And it was, yo, bro, it was the most, what a year. It was the first of the year, 1st of Jan. What a year to start. What a way to start. Yeah.
Who's one person you'd like to act with?
I've got a few.
Yeah. I can name this.
Craig Novella.
Oh, okay.
He's my boy, but he knows it. Craig. I'd love to work with your dog. Actually, I've got a few. I'd love to work with Mom Cindy Lasu, Mom Connie Ferguson, Zolisa Kaluva. Mm. I'd love to work with your dude. So many. I'd love to work with Tabiso Rams. I'd love to work with Ayaka Ndundra. You know, she's my boy as well. Yeah, bro. Those are the people
but
that I can.
I see you doing something with Connie, eh?
Ferguson.
Yeah, like Kings of Jovent.
Nah. Oh, you do see it.
Like, yeah, like I see like Kings of a character in like Kings of Jovent.
Yes, but nothing to do with her.
Yeah, directly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I mean. I feel like
maybe he can deal that. I hear that.
Okay. Hey, bro. Any of those guys?
Oh, but by the way, Sima is obsessed with shows. So
yeah.
No one can tell Sima about shows. Yeah, like when it comes to shows, Sima knows them. Like, oh, I know he likes April. This one.
Yeah.
And speaking of shows, name on Love and Wine.
Of course.
Hey, Thando Thabete was your love interest situation. So, and like there was a bit of backlash, I don't know, because like she's significantly older than you, and you guys had to like, you know.
Yeah.
What's so how was that? There was actually.
Hey, bro. I mean, if it's, I don't know. I've just had the lack of just getting good vibes, bro. I've never received one bad thing, bro. And I've just, I pray this is the.
But
so
how
let me
was
tell
that,
you a story.
Though?
Let me tell you a story, bro. With Thando Thabete, high school, bro, throughout my whole high school, bro, my high school crush, bro, like, unapologetically. You know when my mom knows about it. There was that thing. What's that show?
My Perfect Family.
Yeah, bro. I said, Ma, this lady, bro, like, there's no way this is my wife. Yeah. But she was older. She's much older.
Mm.
Then in matric, I sent her a DM, dog. I said, please be my MD partner, whatever.
Oh,
I was just
serious,
whatever. Obviously, it didn't get to her, bro. Mm. You know? 2019. So matric 2019, right? And then, wait, is that too old?
No.
That damn was like, you know that Kevin Hart? Damn.
What age shame?
That is old.
Are you younger?
Very young.
When I'm sure you were in grade 5.
I was.
You're 18?
Yeah.
No, she's 21.
She's 21 now.
Oh. What is it? 18, 21?
She's 21.
Okay. You're saying she's 18. Oh, it depends on who asks. Okay.
Sometimes you're not 26.
So, dude, like, so we're shooting. Obviously, I'm not fanboying, whatever. Mm. But I'm like, obviously, I admire your work. I'm such a big fan. You're going to be playing love interests, whatever. That's cool, you know? And then while we're shooting, obviously, she follows me on Instagram.
Sure.
And we're tagging each other on, you know? The DM was still there, bro.
Oh, they're acting like a guy.
Do you fancy?
No.
She's amazing, though. Oh. And you know those pretty girls that have, aura.
Yo,
dog.
Where are you, Limpop, on Netflix?
Nah. Nah. You missed her. Even if she was, dog, you still missed the chance.
At least her aura.
Yo, bro, that lady's got so much aura, dude. And then I call him and I'll yell, then you're like, gay, ghost on the eyes,
though. Tough.
No.
But the crazy part is that she saw my DM, bro. She saw my DM. And it was
counts.
Yeah. Bro, it was the best thing that ever happened on that my experience because everyone was just so smitten by it. It was like, oh my goodness, what the hell? And I was like, well, I get the cat is out of the bag now. I even posted about it. Everyone was raving about it. You know, because I'm like, dude, yeah, you're my high school crush. And, you know, to work with you now, it's a full circle moment. Someone that you like, I admired you so much back then. Now you're playing my love interest.
Hey! Jesus! No, I'm not passion so. I was watching the whole thing.
Hey, no, that was just that shoot to the acting good.
It was.
It was.
It was really dope.
Yeah, no, but it was nice, dude. Yo, shout out, bro. Shout out to yo, Love and Wine was just such an, you know, it was when you're working, but you're like, dude, this is just it's fine. It was the first time in Cape Town. Mm.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you guys were in Cape Town?
Yeah, we shot in Cape Town.
What's my key when you're Love and Wine?
How?
You guys don't know, but that experience, ne? Everyone should experience something like that. So what they did, they had a like, big screen so, ne? Love and Wine, it's not out. That time it was not out, ne?
Mm. No, that was Love and Wine was, it came the day before. It came out the day before.
What was that?
Tell me, Flip, I was watching it now. With Bohang.
Yeah.
How to Ruin Love.
Oh, How to Ruin Love.
Before,
yes.
Yeah.
Popcorn. Yeah.
Like all the actors. But that sunset from Fana. How?
Dog.
What?
All the actors in the movie, they came. But we're sitting. Like, but Radula was like, but now please welcome the actor.
Yeah.
Baba or Baba Libelele. That dude is coming general. I'd be like, Akwal.
And the crazy part about that is that it was nice. Outdoors, bro. It was outside.
That's nice.
And Ingo 4.
Sunset.
Yo, bro. That was like the most. Now I've been to these, bro, but that one was just.
That was nice. We were in a hall.
For what?
For Go.
Oh, yeah, no. But that's the best day of my entire life, hands down. The Go. Really? The Go, bro, there is no day that will ever, unless like. Something bigger happens. It felt like my birthday, girlfriend. Dog. It felt like, what? Well, yeah, maybe if I marry, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah,
that'll be nice.
Shout out to that thought, actually. Anyway, but dude, it felt like my birthday, dude.
Ooh.
Because everyone, we go, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But Flip, dude, it felt like everyone was there for me.
I'm a lawyer, not a woman character.
But he's the main character.
I'm like, what do you expect?
But you know, like, there's so many main characters, but people are there for their reasons.
Mm.
I brother, panapra, just my face everywhere. Just my face. Outside, yeah, it had everyone else, but it's just my face everywhere. You're on this and that and this and that on the board. Everyone is just coming to me. Ha, oh my God. Crazy. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's what I meant.
I was there for work, Vele. Like, oh, shout out Netflix, guys. But it was really dope.
Nah, bro, yo, that was a
big thing. That's what I met him.
Yeah, that's what I met him. I was like, what's up, shorty?
What are your thoughts on people saying that casting directors or whoever, like people just recycle actors in South Africa? What are your thoughts on that?
I can't comment too much on it because I don't think I'm a product of recycling. I was given an opportunity from scratch.
Fair.
And that's recent, you know.
Fair.
And in me getting an opportunity from scratch, I've worked with so many people that were there, that experienced their first time. I mean, when I was shooting Outlaws, Wanda, who he was also on Itonga, Wanda Mdlaja, incredible actor, but he got his first opportunity there. My wife on Outlaws, Azandi Mazibu, incredible, bro. And she was only 19.
Tough.
Incredible actress, bro. And she that was her opportunity too, you know. And then you move over to doing this show and you're like, I did My Children of Africa, which is a theater show. And the casting the same way. Penny Wallita, that was her first show. Her first theater show, you know. So, and then I did the movie that's coming out this year. A couple of the guys there, that was their first big breaks. They were studying. Some of them have done smaller jobs. But, you know, there was their first big breaks, you know. So then you get Love and Wine as well. Some of the guys there, obviously, more the mains were more prominent. But I was still new. Because keep in mind, when I was shooting all of these things, no one knew of me. When I shot everything having been an unknown actor. So, and you know when you audition, they ask you what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even disclose because the show's not out and you signed NDAs.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to audition for Shaga, which had so many new guys, they didn't know who I was,
mm-hmm.
you know. I went to go audition for Love and Wine after that. They didn't know who I was. Because even the director said, when I saw your audition tape, I was like, wait, who is that kid?
Mm-hmm.
They looked around. There was no, obviously they searched me up. They saw me, they was like, I've got no history when it comes to acting. So for all the shows that are out now, actually, I was the new kid.
Mm-hmm.
So There was no recycling there. Obviously, they all came out at one time.
Mm.
But no one knew. You guys only got to know me, Guigo, Gandhi, Outlaws, Love and Wine, Go, Shaga, were all shot 2024, 2023, 2024. So I can't really say that there's been recycling.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that even mean? Because about Brad Pitt, got about Kaluk Eggs, about Denzel, about Tom Cruise, all those guys have been there.
All over 1,000 Eskima. Man. The Mahal of Mandela. Oh, Chakar Mandela, man. Come on. The one
who... Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Again. 10 minutes
before.
Morgan Money.
Freeman.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So I don't think that's a real thing, you know? Like, mm-hmm. how... If you're going to believe in recycling, then how do you allow one to be great? How do you allow one to become... If you say South Africa is going to produce great actors, what's the platform?
How
am I going to know? Because if you're going to be like, okay, we're going to give you 5 years and then we're going to get someone else. And how do you allow someone to be one of the greats who you're going to look back and say, yo, remember when the industry had that guy and how much, you know? So I think, look, bro, there's opportunities for everyone and there will be opportunities for more people. But I think for the guys that are already there, help make them great as well. Do you know what I'm saying? Help make them become what they could potentially become. You don't build Rome in one day. So if you're going to become a veteran, what does being a veteran look like? Just 10 years of acting. And then no, bro, give the person, just cast the guy, dude. You know? And if there's another opportunity to cast a new guy, cast a new guy. It is what it is, bro.
Yeah, retiring.
Yeah, dude.
Retiring Maragandit.
Yeah, first. But when I, imagine if you guys have this platform for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? But like, think about it, dog. 20 years later, you guys would have probably been the biggest podcast in South Africa. What if in the next 5 years you guys start going like Africa? Now you guys have conquered Africa as the biggest. How are you going to know if you only give yourself 5 years? How are you going to know that you guys can actually get these radio stations that were huge in America? But they started somewhere. They didn't
breakfast show.
The breakfast show, actually.
Yeah.
Bro, those guys have been at it for years, bro. That's the only way you can be great.
I mean, Nigerian, like, halagwem.
From.
Yeah, Nigerian, just being like, nah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a frenzy.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
Crazy.
There's a lot of videos that of Meg G that you can get, né? And it's different faces of him.
Yeah.
Like, it's
different
so crazy.
Faces
but,
of him.
But we can say, hey, Marquette, let's get Khaladia. But I get way.
But look at him now. Imagine if he didn't have all this time to be. But Meg G is one of the bigger guys in this space, you know?
Yeah.
If he's goon. Not the biggest guy.
He's a big goon.
He's a big goon. he's a big goon. Meg G is a big goon. You know?
What's something your supporters might be like surprised to know about you?
I'm shy, bro. I'm so afraid of people, dog. Like, but in a good way. Again, it's not like the weird afraid of people. No, dog, like, it's more figure in a space like this. Like, you guys, yo, bro, you guys are so intimidating. That's why I was like, I was so nervous.
It's intimidating, Runa.
How many times have I seen you guys on my phone? You know what I mean? So now you come in a room and you're like, dude, these are the people that you see on your phone like every day. Do you know what I'm saying? So, ngiyazazi indaba zenu. Ngiyazazi indaba zenu.
Wena uraro intimidating thato wena u intimidating.
So, it's just one of those things, bro, that like, I'm very nervous, but I'm a learner. I think what would really surprise people is I'm a learner, dude.
Yeah.
Like, in case ngiyengedwa, if I'm not alone, then I'm with the guys. If I'm not with the guys, Beyonce sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to ask. And then Beyonce, na?
No, Beyonce, I'm born of it. But I'm born of it. Lapaya. Like,
so, how does Beyonce feel? Okay, that's a
real question.
Beyonce.
Like,
you
how
know, let me tell you, the crazy part is that Tando was with her man, right?
Yeah.
At the Love and Wine Festival. At the Love and Wine
screening. Yeah.
And Gamzama who Beyonce nam got I was in exam dog. You need to keep her
on.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm late. And then so they both experienced it at the same time. Then Tando was sitting here. Obviously we laughed. Right? We're like, this was so funny when we were shooting it. But you know, Big Dog, I see Big Dog over there, like he's just like
big goon.
You know? Yeah, and he's a big goon. Yeah, he's a big goon. And I look at my girl, she's just eating away her biltong. But yeah, boy, side eye. But now she's a good sport, dude. Yeah. Yeah, she's such a good sport, dude. Like, yeah, she's the most supportive person.
Nanga Buma TV.
Like, women, like,
but you're not an actor now, are you?
YouTube, like,
you are real life. Thank you. Oh, wait, no, you're real life. Exactly. Nah, you're real life. No, bro, this
only,
is you.
Nah, bro. Emma, I always say this, né? And I'm like, why are we being like crucified? And when if
Nkasara yanda ka 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 ulisha. Because you utwaru ya handa.
Exactly.
Wait,
no, you're not even having a character.
Hollywood betile.
It's not the same thing.
Ali wasn't kissing Tando. It was more of Nati was kissing, you know.
From now on, I'll never change Ali.
You know how awkward
this is. Not my name.
Fair.
Okay.
But you know how awkward this.
That's Yanda's name,
bro.
Why W and Rihanna too different?
Bro, you know how awkward it is.
But from kissing, I guess time.
I love
exactly. If we wanted to kiss, we would have done it a long time ago.
Hey, Lord, budget.
Stop the cap right now.
No, we would.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's happening? It's 2026. We just got here.
We just arrived.
A Puma McLean is a man. What?
Netflix is like what?
So if Netflix would cost you?
Hey, Muna. Hey, what
are you? We all need money. We all want money.
Matua. Okay, cut.
Cut.
You said cut.
Oh, sorry. You must do that. It takes.
Yeah, but that's a real thing. Eh?
No, yo, bro.
That's what I was saying, though, Guti. It gets awkward, though, because you're kissing someone. But I always tell people, Guti, you know, sometimes you don't even. You can ponder about the kissing afterwards.
Yeah.
Because think about this. You're running lines, right? So in your head, one, you're acting. So you're in that thing, you're acting, you're in the thick of it, and it's part of the lines. So it's like, wada, 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 give her a kiss. Then it doesn't stop there. You have to keep going. You know what I'm saying? To finish the scene. So you keep talking, then the cut happens. So it's one of those things where you can't really deep at all.
Like, just
because by the time you finish the scene, that scene, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
you've done
that's why you never just find, Guzi, you got this scene, you guys are kissing, and then you play this scene. Changes like that, you know. Even if that's the case, but maybe it's one of those more, you know, type of scenes where nakon it's choreographed. Nothing is, you don't just do free will. Excuse me. Yeah, but when you're gonna kiss someone, it's rehearsed. You know, obviously you don't rehearse the kiss, but it's like, okay, line.
Rehearse a kiss.
I see after work, I see, oh, we're kissing tomorrow in the scene. Let me come over so we can run the line.
How was the kiss?
So how was
the kiss? Yeah, no, but you do ask though. It's like, ask. Do you want me to, you know, like slow it down? But that's being even lines. You're like, dude, how did you find that scene? Maybe you cut me off in the one, oh shucks, yeah, actually I did. I'll tone it down. So minangzongena after usute. Okay, sharp. So even with the kiss, you're like, ish, was that not too much? No, it's fine. Or change it up a little bit like this. Okay, whatever. Yeah.
So even the picking her up was part of.
The picking her up was part of, yeah. Was it? Yes. It was. The thing is, you can't take a risk like that.
Because
if they should say we're supposed to kiss and talk and then I pick you up, now it's messed up the whole scene. Also, remember, what's it? There's cameras. If now you pick her up, she's out of her camera. She's out of her frame. You know what I mean? Okay. You're out of your frame. Mm-hmm. And you need to stay there, stay here. So even in the kiss, that's why in YouTube, everything is choreographed. So we all in the camera. We all in the shot. It happens. So Muslim Pagamisa, she's off camera now. Now you're like,
okay.
Imagine getting stopped, dude.
The good thing about that is that in Lerna, everything is choreographed.
Wish we not.
Zile, what are you trying to say?
Zile,
Zile.
I'm trying to save myself, guys. Come on.
It doesn't help if you choreograph it. But like, that's not the same thing. If you choreograph, that's not the same thing.
Trauma only.
No. When I can't afford to choreograph, no, yeah, ilungile, it's fine.
No, I would ilungile.
Oh, so we match. So why not fuck it? Let's flip up. Yabo.
Yeah,
script, yeah? We're gonna shoot something.
No, thanks. I'm
gonna direct you guys.
But I'm grand.
No, I'll pay you.
No, it's okay. It's not about the money.
Zile and Jayam. I got you. Me now and Jayam.
Say less.
No, don't worry.
How? My problem is, I don't want any problems because one day I'm going to see Zila's girlfriend in real life and then get excited.
We're working.
No, we're not. We're not.
Oh, you're not trying to work. Oh,
I don't like that. No, oh, don't touch my
so you're not trying to work.
No, don't make it a topsy-turvy.
Oh, no. She doesn't want it to be work under work related.
No, I don't want to do weird things.
No,
that's not what I'm saying.
What's one thing that you would want people like to know about you?
Just generally.
You don't have to. I agree, you said one thing people don't know is being shy.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, what would you want people to know about you?
Good question.
Because it's not choreographed.
No, man, I'd like everyone to meet me to know, you know, what I stand for, you know. Like everyone to meet me, to meet God, you know. So my constant prayer is for the Lord to reveal Himself using me. I think that's the one thing I want people to know. You know, Woody, whenever you see something happening with Oli, at least you know that he didn't do anything to get it, you know. Because, you know, bro, Dazzy, dude, I just got here.
Just
and already people are like saying the most outrageous things. Which, why is he getting so much work?
What the fuck?
Is he, you know. You know, I heard that. And I heard that.
He sent it to me.
It's a conspiracy.
I'm not finishing the sentence.
Okay, so what are they saying?
No, they're just saying like, who do I know inside there? You know what I'm saying? Goodbye, Mazi. You know? And when my friend told me that, I couldn't believe. I like, dog. Do you know what I'm saying? And yeah, he was like, dude, but what's by when I Netflix? Call me the Mazi on Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Oh. But in anything closing, you should go take I'm not gonna sit here and try debunk. I just like, my guy, it's not just Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Mm. My God works outside of Netflix. So you're telling me that I know people at Supersport? Because I'm going to, you know, so do people know people at Showmax? You think I know people at, I mean, I do know people here, but you know what I'm saying? She didn't get, it would have been understandable if she asked me to come, but it wasn't even her. So it's like, Leon Duguzi, you can try box me in, but you can't box God in. So which is why I say, Guzi, if you meet me and see my works, just know that it's all the Lord's doing. You know, obviously, also want people to know that as much as I'm a firm believer in Christ, hey, bruh, like I make my mistakes.
Exactly.
They have these things of thinking that if you're a firm believer in Christ, you're not a sinner at all, or you're not a you know, hey, bruh, it's a long life that sometimes certain things happen that you're not even proud of yourself.
The insult.
Can I just address? I saw that. I'm like,
I don't mind you saying what you're fucking. come out down.
I was spelling out school about Okoloko.
And because he probably was just stupid.
What's it up with you?
I'm against that little somehow. No, but is it? No, I don't mind her.
Yeah,
what I mind is her. Like,
Where's that coming from? Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Oh my
god. Yeah,
day,
nah. I guess that's just how it is, man.
Yeah,
you know, we you get persecuted a whole lot more if you're a believer. Some things that are normalized. So many things are normalized.
Yeah.
Right? But if you would do something that is normalized, it's weird if you do it. It's like, oh, when and how? You know what I'm saying? Which I guess then shows, whatever's normalized doesn't mean people know or suddenly make it right. People still know wrong from wrong, right from right, you know, or right from wrong, whatever. But yeah, it's just Leon Duty. You know that I'm a believer in Christ and I lead my life with Christ-like values, and that's how I just, that's all I believe in. There's nothing else. I can't even believe in myself, you know. That's why it's so hard for me to tell people, believe in yourself, because I can't even do that. My whole trust and faith, you know, and just accounting is in the Lord. So yeah, but yo dog, that I'm not proud of. You know, nothing crazy. But I'm just saying, you know.
The insult, if it's nothing crazy.
Basic sin, you know. Like, you know, there's certain things that are written in the Bible that they say, thou shalt not. And I have, you know.
Most 64 minutes.
I don't know. I think oh, before like, me, like,
what? Is that it?
No, no, they must just remove that one.
See, thing is, God knows why. You know what I'm saying? Because when does it ever end well? You know what I'm saying?
But like, it's thou shalt not lie.
Thou shalt not lie,
Okay, so if we do all these things wrong,
no,
do you like go to hell?
It's simple. It's simple. Guys, murder, killing someone is the exact same as lying.
True.
So okay, if you lie, imagine just lying. Come among for tamangani. What's in no fail and go 12 can do 10 past. You're still lying. It's the same as you killing someone.
Thou shalt not lie, man. Again, nah, nah, man. But you move on. I'll not do much. I'm a brother.
Come on, man.
Thou shalt not lie. Mutu, you're going to tell a person.
No, so shoot it. So get so quick.
But no, but
whoa,
but
whoa, God forbid. Whoa.
No, but there's only one. But there's only one way out of it. Like there's only
no repenting.
No. Repenting is one of it. But believing in Jesus Christ that he died for those sins.
Oh, which he did.
So that now, obviously, if you believe wholeheartedly and that's how you try to live your life and you find that grace from, because bro, what the Bible says is that whoever goes to heaven would be by the grace of God. So even people that even people that live their lives, dog, that lived 95% of their lives as just good people. Who said, I'm gonna, whatever. If you didn't accept Jesus as your Lord, bro, it's like, you know, and if you were the worst sinner who killed and murdered and did all of that, if that person accept Jesus as who he is and for Jesus to cleanse them, those people can go into heaven.
Do you think Jeffrey Dahmer went to heaven?
If he repented.
He did.
If he believed in Jesus Christ. If Jeffrey Dahmer dead ass did it,
he
repented.
He was baptized in prison before he was killed.
Can I ask? Ne? Would you guys die for our sins?
That's what I'm saying. That's how big it is. That's how big the situation is, dog. You wouldn't die for the next person next to you. Not even for
I wouldn't, but shout out to Jesus.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the hugest thing that's ever been done in the history of the
world. Blame it on to my star sign.
What's your star sign?
Iris.
What does that even mean, though?
No, Iris is nonchalant and something like what? Something like
that. Are you nonchalant?
You don't like water? I'll clap you when.
How crazy?
No, when I see my fan, when I'm going to come like when I couldn't be too chaucha under pressure. When I'm fan, can't help it. So, the last minute, when I'm fan, I'm busy. Can you couldn't be too late to show? Can you go?
Too cool.
Look at those kunupis.
So what? Leave my kunupis alone,
but they're all straight, so I don't understand what's.
Yes, what is the issue?
What do you want?
He says they're too tight.
They are not.
Brock Lesnar.
She's
on my thing, bro. She keeps on thing.
But I'll clap.
Like
sometimes. No, get up.
When?
But I feel like one of my friend, KG.
You don't expose your boy KG.
No, KG. How well? He doesn't bath because he believes in.
Comrade.
That one that was driving us. He doesn't bath, bro.
Why?
Because he feels like when you bath, you run out. You wash it your life.
You do, that's true though.
Oh,
that
yeah,
is
people
true.
Believe that.
Yeah, people believe that. Yeah. He believes that.
I believe that too.
So, also, he did it.
Imagine, Melinda, yeah, he's going to be burning us.
Yeah. So, like, during the week. Wait, let me not. During the weekend. If I'm not going anywhere, Nanka's clap. What about my luck?
What
luck?
What do you mean, what luck?
So, do you think luck is on, like, your skin?
Not on my skin. I don't know. You know, like, growing up, black mothers just say anything. Then, as you grow up, you also start to believe it.
So, on J-Weekend. Like,
oh,
speaking about bathing,
if I'm not going anywhere, then I don't.
That's the thing. That means that TikTok was around. So there was a TikTok. You know how they put a quote and they play like Pitori music, ne? Mm-hmm. They said, "I wish I was a girl. Get a party, pajama, can come to the whole day."
Yeah, real. But no, dog. For me, it's like a routine, dog. But I shower every day.
Sometimes I shower again. Next time.
No way.
Feeling icky when you haven't like showered in like 4 or 5 days. Even like
my record is like 2 days.
But even like 3 days, 2 or 3 days, you start feeling.
Fuzzy, 2 days. Even because I know it. No, it wasn't 2 days. I don't think it was a full 48 hours.
No, Mara, you have been rotting your head.
What's the longest time you haven't gone with that person?
2 days, yeah.
So, Kagayam, you send us 3 or 4 days.
3 or 4 days.
Oh, what if it's bad? Okay, but in my case, wait. Hell of a sense, right? And sometimes.
Oh, there's no water. Exactly.
So, it's not that I can go tap.
Mara, there's bottled water.
That beer one. New place. How's that one?
Ah! Yo.
What's that?
So, she was staying in Santa and she moved to Bryanston.
Yo.
Because.
Worse.
So because of the condition.
So, it's terrible also.
I live in California 4 years.
Apparently, 4 ways is terrible.
No, we all know.
We're not the same. Whoa.
Oh, Bryanston is nice.
Yeah.
Y'all got the water.
Yeah.
Oh.
You guys.
We don't have water.
No, you guys don't have water.
Okay, we do. No, okay, let me say we do. Uh-huh. But Lighthouse or Humbercon? No, like last year, Ahambaganye, Amans, Gonyago Dlul, as far as I can remember. But I like Humbercon, Ivan, for like 2 weeks.
Why?
Humbivat, Ivan. Like, March in December. March in December. Bro, I have been someone to say I'm for like a week. I think I'm the week since you say, bro. 2 weeks.
No, 4 weeks.
No.
Okay.
Are you done to me? I thought I would say about it.
So when, what's the longest time you haven't showered?
No, I lost count. I think 2 days, bro.
Well, yeah, because you are like, all right.
Probably four. Probably 4 days.
I read an animal. Would he not be a rat?
No, I'm not saying that. No, dog. That was a question. I asked. I said he would be a rat.
What would you be?
I'd be like a mouse or someone said
a squirrel.
No, yeah, someone said I'd be a rabbit or a squirrel. You'd be a cat.
Nah, not already.
I'd be a cat, like a lion.
Like tiger.
What would you be?
I'd be a monkey.
Yeah.
Why monkey?
Yeah. I don't know. I just have like so much.
She has that energy.
Like,
I see it.
Do you agree with Tiger, dog?
No, my tiger.
We're only jealous because we're ready.
Not even mouth.
I can be a shark.
Nigga, please. That's not even a shark.
A shark doesn't do that.
Bro, you wouldn't be a shark.
What does a shark say?
Nothing.
Does it like make
a shark says do 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 do.
Wow.
No, baby shark. When I sense of humor, I'm drying.
No, when Yanda was drugged, by the way, now that we are saying.
She was what?
When she was drugged,
she bought books from a hobo. I'm a sender like a send, man.
I'm supporting local. What's wrong with that?
Shout out.
Okay.
No.
The other hand. Like,
I don't want Beyonce to be like hitting me and stuff.
Nigga, it was a hash.
Some people are strict. Naka sharp.
Very strict.
Okay.
Anyway, here's the game. One must go.
Wise
man Ngube or Thembi Nkosi Mthembu?
What?
Hell no, bro.
One must go. It's just a game.
It's just a game.
Dog, one must go where?
To Christ.
So
leave just, the industry.
No.
Okay, not leave the industry.
You're not choosing them.
Yes.
I feel like one must go is harsh.
Okay, but Wiseman and Tim. Bro, those are the big dogs. Those are my big dogs.
They are goons.
Yeah, those are my big goons. The one that I would go with.
Yeah. When push comes to shove.
Yo, bro. Yo.
Come on. Just take one.
When you edit this, don't say the question and then put the name. Make sure they see this. No, because no way, that's impossible. But if one had to go, yo.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy about this? What? He knows.
No, I don't, dog.
Nah, you do.
Between wise Wise
men.
Thing is, so Uzi Temengosi is my favorite act of all time here in South Africa. But then Wise is also like the guy I came in, like Ngafika Kuye, bro. Yeah, but he mentored me from the start because he was on goal. Do you know what I'm saying? But then Utem goes also when we're on Outlaws.
Should we give you a moment?
Ask me someone out. We'll end with this one. Yeah, we'll end with this one.
I wanted to give you a moment.
You're
on your marks.
Okay, we have Sishi or Zamani Mbatha. Who must go?
Sishi's my boy.
Sorry,
Zamani, no. Sishi's my friend. Like, yeah, I hang out with Sishi. But like, shout out to Big Dog Zamani too. Like,
big good.
Nah, he is a big. Have you seen Zamani?
No, Zamani's too much.
Big dog, bro.
In terms of
Zamani,
you see, I will see that aura.
Aura.
I shall him. Young kid, I love
to pick. Actually, I was.
He was shooting Shaka Ilembe because of the hairstyle that he had.
Yes. He told her.
And he did say, I look like this because.
What year was that, bro?
Last of last year.
Like, you know, I hung out with him one time on set on Shaka. And just, the way that Lamchita, like, I'm not trying to glaze or whatever. But he's like,
you're glazy, but
if I'm glazing, then I'm gonna glaze him, bro. Because if it's Lamchita, bro, he's one of those guys where you're like, okay, nah, I see why
you should talk. You know what's the thing with Zaman? I think you guys also experience it. He always shows love, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, like when we meet at events, it's like a corporate event outside.
And he'll never wait for you to go greet him.
He'll come to you.
He
always shows. Like, he's so cool, bro.
Yes.
Alright. Old man. But the reason, obviously, I choose Sishi because also Sishi's my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, he goes, take a cool look again.
So which one must go, Nem? Shaga Ilembe or Go?
Shaga Ilembe. Sorry, go. What? Nothing can.
No.
Come on, go.
Okay.
Goes my go.
Go can.
Go can't go.
Utomile
to Mamudibe Rabudibe or Tando Tabete.
Yo, Tando Tabete.
Tando. Tando.
This is what we did. Tando must go. You wrap up.
Okay.
Do you know Mamudibe Rabudibe?
Who's? No, I don't.
Wait. She was Gabby on Go. She was the girl that was framing me.
I hated that girl. Oh my gosh.
Yo, bro.
No, on the show. On the show. She pissed me off because right now, that issue, you know what?
I remember you're so vexed.
No. No. Guys.
Yeah, no, I love that girl so much.
And what? Then we have... No, it's fine, bro.
Oh, no, Mamu Diva knows, bro.
No, we all know.
What the hell's going on?
Movies or TV series is what must go.
We said people, Claire. And you were doing so well. You were coming along.
But who are they?
Who's that?
You were coming along, right?
Tembing.
Level 1, Tipa.
Nanina Mbata. Oh, Nomza Mbata. Who must go?
Yeah.
I mean,
obviously, I'll choose Lemohang. Lemohang Tipa, he plays Shaga on Chagelembe. He's Shaga.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So obviously, Usa's on Dialo must go. Only because, like, he's my guy. Oh, well, like, he's too much of a big dog to be my guy like that.
Mm. But, he's a goon.
Yeah.
But I'm not a goon even like him.
Really? Is it something you could cancel for?
Warren Masamola or Konfigasen?
What?
that's such a random pair. That's such a random pair. How do you choose this?
I always say this.
Konfigasen.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. No, but this show, when you leave here, I'm going to have a meeting.
Yeah.
No, bro. And you guys like doing this.
Come on, man.
You can get a mistake. What? Hey, what are you doing? But
okay. Now let's go back to this one. Wise men will be
home. Bro. Wise men on Ozi.
Timmy goes in Timbu.
Yo, bro.
Oh, Timbu goes number 10.
That's the hardest question I've ever
gotten. It's okay. It's okay.
Like, can I choose in terms of aspect?
You're not your aspect.
I think, okay, so let me just not make it fine.
Don't make it.
Yeah, because I feel like it's just gonna. Yo, I gang. I no ways, bruh.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep. I don't think they'll take it.
Like, they won't understand.
It's just spreading humor. Like, really.
It is. No,
and
it is.
We don't have views.
And they don't watch this part. You know that.
Okay, maybe the... Namanga, this is going to be on the clip. This is going to be on that TikTok clip. Okay, I've hung out with Zidane more. So
Zidane
is Tim Gosi. So I'll say Wiseman can go just because of that. Just because I've been to Zidane's house. Tim Gosi's house.
Hey,
that's the only reason.
You had to squeeze it.
I know, I'm fine. When he said I must come through and help him set up his PS.
Yeah.
No!
Can
I ask?
That's my goat.
Which clan were you part of in Shaga Ilembe?
Zulu. So I was Shaga's girlfriend. Shaga had a girlfriend. No, Shaga.
Hey!
You see that? I put myself. No, so Shaga had a girlfriend.
Liana?
Liana. Uh-huh. I was Liana's little brother.
Ah. Yeah.
Ngembe is. He got killed.
Go in, right?
The one that got killed.
No, because now I can see. Hori no, man. Yeah,
no, I wouldn't have this beanie on. I was telling them that, like, ish.
But I'm going to go to the house.
But he first said Kwabe, and then Angus character said, it's obviously a joke behind the guys. Angus came and said, no, Macchi, it's Kwabe. And Angus is like the biggest director in South Africa. Mm. And he was like, oh, Kwabe, no ways, doc. I said, Kwabe, oh, no ways, doc. Yo, that's the, oh, bro, when I heard that, oh, bro, I love. Obviously, he didn't, but Bobby Talangai. Because that's something he would say.
What the fuck, bro?
He says, oh, bro. I said, Kwabe. No ways, dog. Yeah, nah.
Okay, but the last one. I when I was Murata Timingos. Timingos Simtembu or Keketsu Mpitsu? I don't even know who Keketsu is. But
he plays Tladi on the outros.
Okay.
Keketsu must go. Again, dude, like Temikosi is my goat, dog. He's my goat. Like, imagine your goat, bro. Imagine someone here in South Africa that you really admire. Says you say, Donna, come through, help me out with the 1, 2, and 3.
Who do you admire? I say,
Uncle Waffles.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but yeah, Bunny.
Nandi Butter.
You? Oh, you.
I've got a lot, though. Winner?
No, Nandi Madira. Sorry, what did I
get? Hey, Nandi Madira.
Like,
her. She be shit.
She's so good, dude.
She's so gorgeous.
She's amazing, bro. Like, she followed me on Instagram. And then...
Hey!
No, bro. And then, like, she's just like, dude, oh, you're doing so well. I'm like, oh, Sister Mta, thank you so much. But she has
that spirit, man. Oh,
bro, this is Nandi, bro. She's absolutely incredible, dude.
You know who else? Skomota.
The ghost. The ghost. Where's the ghost? Where's he? Where's he?
Nah,
he?
Oh, yo, Skomota, man.
Where's he?
The ghost. Skomota.
No one has done it like that guy. No one has done it like that guy, dog.
Nah, bro.
Oh, for Skomota.
Oh, no. I'm not Skomota. Shit. Those are my goats, bro.
No. You know your goats say a lot about you.
Yeah, and they can half and they can't see even that one. Skomota.
What is this?
Nah, that's my goat.
Anyway, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you guys, man.
This was so much
fun.
This
was the longest show we've had in a while.
Right.
Shout out, bro. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Can you invite Skomota next?
Woo, woo, woo! Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. Please do like, comment, share, and subscribe. We love you guys. And goodbye.
We love you guys.
See you next week.
Do it without anyone.
Oh, your shoes are nice.
With me and Shane alone.
Cute, right?
They're really nice.
Yes.
Man, thank you. Ish, bro. Ish, I was running and I creased them.
But now in bolt.
Ish, bro. I had to ride. Everyone is a little kitchen. I think it's game, bro. Crease my shoes.
Shame, guys. Let's almost stress.
Don't worry. Just don't lose your phone this
We're thing. Here for you, Dumito. You know what stupid what? Joke I wanted to make?
What?
I was going to say Minty Gumbani is already gone. So oh, like...
Wow. Yes?
I don't know. No,
you must come to Zook.
Emhlabeni kaJehova, subscribe nina futhi nibabi. If ubhekele channel for 10 minutes longer and awukasubscribe, umubi dog. That's why bakuchithela ngoba awuna commitment. Unama commitment issues. Subscribe lapho. Ngeke sizwe ngawo.